Leaders in science and the fight against hunger create a call to action today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. More than 150 Nobel Prize and World Food Prize winners have signed a letter calling on the global community to get serious about hunger. One of the co-authors of the letter is Brian Schmidt, a Nobel Prize-winning astronomer from Australia.
My colleagues and I have conceived and signed onto this letter as scientists and leaders in innovation, and we understand what strategic investments in R&D can offer to the world. It's not a geostrategic competition. It's something we need to work on together, collectively, and then celebrate together. It is a great global plan.
Schmidt says we're behind the pace needed to meet a 2050 world feeding goal. A co-recipient of last year's World Food Prize, Carrie Fowler, says the world's future food security depends on three things.
It first depends on our recognizing that we have a real problem. Second, it depends on essentially cutting our losses. So yes, we need to ensure that our crops, a wide range of crops, are adapted to climate change. We need more productivity, frankly, out of aqua food systems and agroforestry systems.
There's a link to more on this on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.